Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Dee Dee Bali. Dee Dee, this is an amazing integration of theater and visual art and music. So what is a symphonic play?
A symphonic play is a dynamic blend of the two classical forms of classical music and classical theater. And you have this triad of energies on stage. You have the entire orchestra, which is amazing. You have the conductor, and then you have the actors who are, it's like a Broadway play. They're the highest level actors. I've written a play for them. I've woven in the music, worked with the conductor. Sometimes the conductor picks all the music, or sometimes they pick all, whatever. And then the action and the story of it's usually of a composer. I've done a lot of the composers. Shostakovich, I did here with Yannick about the making of his Fifth Symphony. And this particular one is about, it's unusual. Stefan said he'd like to do something about Barnes and Stokowski. So I went and researched their lives and then listened to the music and the time period and created basically a play and found a way to weave it through with the music that had been selected by the maestro.
There's an orchestral program that looks very familiar with four pieces. And then there's a lot of interstitial music. Which music was selected first?
The first music was Stefan had chosen the program music, as you say. And then I was looking at it, how am I going to fit in a dramatic story? But in my research, I discovered that Barnes was sort of awoken to his art and his search for art and collecting by African-American spirituals. Stokowski's awakening really was in church with Bach. And so I was Skyping with Stefan and I said, you know, there's this possible musical idea. You know, what if we have their musical awakenings? You know, and he said, can you get some more? He had said, can you find a way to get more organ music in? So I said, well, what about a spiritual? What if we have that and weave that against Bach? And he got very excited. Then we started collaborating back and forth. So I montaged it because I did montages of their lives. The first montage is building the orchestra, building the collection. The second one is arranging the collection, arranging the orchestra. It's all very, you know, I structured it architecturally, and Stefan, he was excited because he said, this looks like music, the way you've put the writing together, the structure of it.
So conceptually, it all works together almost seamlessly. Where did the words come from? They came from letters?
Well, I would say 95% of it is all original dramatic writing. But there are letters that were written between Barnes and Stokowski. They're not too many. They're in the archives. They're quite extraordinary. So there are letters in there that are excerpted. There are also some excerpts, not too many quotes from Stokowski from his book in the chapter of Music for Us All. There's a great chapter on color and music. So there's a secondary theme of music and art and music, color and music. So some of that actually comes from direct things Stokowski says.
Wow. So what have you learned and what are you taking away from this experience?
Oh, well, I just have to say, it's such an honor to work with this orchestra. They're so extraordinary. It's so moving. You know, there's that. I love working with Stefan. I love the city of Philadelphia, the vitality of it, the cultural arts. And I go away having learned about these great lives of these two men. I came to realize, and I think about this with Beethoven, that they're both Greek gods. They're multidimensional, they're flawed, they have light and shadow side. And so I tried to present that in the dialogue, and the actors bring it to life, and you see both these sides.